Hi, this is Sue Black. I'm here at Cumberland Lodge, an amazing place in Surrey, I think. We've just been at a DACE workshop for 2 days. So I'm here with Professor Mark Harmon from UCL, who's an expert in software engineering. And as it's Ada Lovelace today, he's given us a talk about Ada and her contribution to software and software engineering. And he's here with me now, and he's going to tell us all about it.
Thanks very much, Sue. Well, the starting point for our story is, what is the first computer? Many people regard this as the abacus, which was invented around 2700 BC. But I like to think of it as Stonehenge, being a Brit, which was actually 2600 BC. It's an incredibly large computer, but of course people built things to last in those days, and it's a computer that you can still see. However, the thing about an abacus and Stonehenge is that neither of them have any program. They have no source code, no program code which describes the task they're supposed to perform. And this means that in the case of the abacus, a human has to do all the computation, and in the case of Stonehenge, it just computes the same thing all the time. So if we move our story forward to 1837... Charles Babbage and Ada Lovelace were working on the design of a machine called the analytical engine. In those days, electricity had yet to reach widespread use, and so the plan was to build this engine out of brass and to use as an engine to drive it steam. So the idea was that the analytical engine would do computation, but the computation itself was going to be done based on punch cards. And this is the first time that we see the idea of a program, a stored program, emerge. And the punch cards were inspired by Jacquard's looms, which on which the cards described the pattern that appeared on the fabric. But Ada Lovelace wrote a very important translation of Mambre's description of the analytical engine. Now, Mambre wrote a description in Italian, and Ada, speaking both fluent English and Italian, translated this into English. She also added some notes. Now, to call these notes is really to do a disservice to what she wrote. To give you some idea of this, the notes are actually three times longer than the article itself. There are several different notes, and one of the first ones that gets cited is Note A, so-called, in which Ada recognises the importance of the punch cards that are storing the program for the analytical engine. Previously, Babbage had proposed a difference engine. This was much more limited in its computation because it had no program. And Ada recognised in Note A the distinction between these two engines was critically reliant on the fact that the latter, the analytical engine, had punch cards. The most famous quote of Ada in her entire lifetime was, "We may say most aptly that the analytical engine weaves algebraic patterns just as the Jacquard loom weaves flowers and leaves." One of the reasons why this is a well-known quote for Ada is because she was, of course, the daughter of a mathematician, her mother, and a poet, her father, Lord Byron. And so it's quite interesting that she managed to combine both those aspects to poetically describe computation. But actually, the most important technical scientific achievement of this note is to recognise the significance of the punch cards as being the source code, which means that the engine can be reprogrammed on each occasion. Another very important thing that Ada recognised, which programmers have only more recently realised as important, is that each of the ways in which you can express a computation has a profound effect on how the computation is performed. So she said in Note D that the order in which the operation shall be performed in every particular case is a very interesting and curious question on which our space does not permit us to fully enter. What she's talking about here is the fact that we have to do optimization on our code to make our programs more efficient. She said that in almost every computation there's a great variety of arrangements, and she recognised that, therefore, one essential object is to choose that arrangement which shall tend to reduce to the minimum the time necessary for completing the calculation. Here she's talking about optimisation.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. So, in a nutshell, from one of the UK's top software engineering experts, that's why Ada Lovelace is so amazing.